This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A routine call with the group Black Women for Political Action would normally garner a couple thousand people. But a call on Sunday after President Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris, it garnered 44,000 people. Bianca Emerson is with Black Women for Political Action and managed to get on that call.
Kind of reminds me of the excitement around Barack Obama. And I think what really inspired me was that it was putting fire back into the election.
The group made an official endorsement for Harris and raised $1 million on the call. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston gave his first State of the City address yesterday. He focused on issues facing the city, like housing.
If we want to keep the mom and the grandma and the college graduate in Denver, we can. But we have to choose it, and we have to fight for it.
In the address, Mayor Mike Johnston pushed his affordable housing program, which will be sent to Denver voters this November. The ballot initiative calls for a 0.5% tax increase to create 44,000 units of affordable housing over the next decade. More than 5,100 acres of the U.S. Army's Pueblo Chemical Depot are now owned by Puebloplex. That's the agency charged with redeveloping the site in Pueblo County. Puebloplex CEO Russell DeSalvo says that's a big milestone.
It's a huge opportunity for Pueblo to utilize these assets that were once owned by the United States Army for economic development purposes.
The first parcel consists of land near the center of the site. DeSalvo says eventually the entire 23,000-acre site will be transferred as environmental cleanup is complete. The entire eastern half of the state remains under an air quality alert for wildfire smoke and ozone in the air. This is CPR News in KRCC.